One by one, only people have jackets, okay?
A precarious rescue in the Mediterranean as volunteers help refugees and migrants off an overcrowded boat. But others haven't been so fortunate. According to Human Rights Watch, at least 1,200 people died trying to reach Europe between January and September this year. And on Sunday, the head of the Roman Catholic Church unexpectedly referred to the ongoing tragedy.
The exclusion of migrants is scandalous. Indeed, it's criminal. It makes them die in front of us. And so today the Mediterranean is the world's largest cemetery. The exclusion of migrants is disgusting. It is sinful.
Some will see his comments as a warning to Giorgia Meloni, who's expected to become Italy's prime minister later this month. Her Brothers of Italy party came first in September's election, part of a right-wing coalition that wants to speed up repatriations and introduce tougher asylum rules.
His word will not change, I believe, the feelings that people have about migration, but certainly will help, you know, those who support migration to have some kind of standing within, you know, the institution and political landscape.
Before the election, Giorgia Meloni called for a naval blockade of North Africa.
Non si capisce perché.
It's not clear why Europe cannot help Italy defend the EU's external borders overlooking the Mediterranean by negotiating with the Libyan government.
One of her coalition partners, the Lega Party, is headed by Matteo Salvini, Italy's hardline former interior minister. Last year, he went on trial for abduction and dereliction of duty over his refusal to let a charity boat bring rescued migrants to the island of Lampedusa. While he'd like his old job back, political sources say Meloni's resisting, hoping to get EU backing for her plans to stop people leaving North Africa. Nadine Barber, Al Jazeera.